Well, this is typical of the government response to the huge numbers of people who came out on the streets last Saturday in Dublin to show their annoyance with the water charges and their opposition to them. Alan Kelly has been making noises like this for the last couple of months. We've yet to see him bringing forward any legislation to actually provide for this. He keeps saying that he will be bringing legislation forward shortly, but we don't see any. And I think this is more to do with having an eye on the April Fool's Day when the bills start to arrive to people's houses and to try and frighten people into paying. And I think it's very important that people remember that the way to defeat these charges is by refusing to pay them. And I think hundreds of thousands of people are going to do that.
Now, you say the way to defeat the charges is by refusing to pay them, but you also says that when it came to the property tax, are people who are going to be left with no choice here, or are they not?
Well, I think the water charges are completely different. The property tax is a tax that was going into the central exchequer. The water charges is basically a utility that the government is setting up with a view to privatising in the future. Even this government would be wary of setting up a system where the government collects a bill for private companies. If they're going to do this without water, are they going to do it for the electricity and aircon as well?
Now, these reports today at the minute about recouping water charges is only speculation at the minute, but do you take them seriously?
Well, I think this government is capable of anything, and we'd have to see what legislation they're actually going to bring forward. But I think this is more Alan Kelly making these noises now in advance of the bills actually being sent out to people and arriving to people to try and frighten people into paying. And it's important to remember that as things stand at the moment, there is no penalty for anybody who refuses to pay for at least 15 months after the first bill arrives. So I think it's important that people would retain the resolve, show their opposition to these charges and refuse to pay and bend the bills when they arrive, start arriving from the beginning of April.
If the government do follow through with this, do you think more people will register and more people will pay?
It may have some impact, but I think that what will really happen is it'll show people what this government really thinks of them, and it'll drive the anger of people, I think, even more against Irish Water and against these water charges. And I think it'll make sure that Irish Water will be a company that'll never be accepted by the Irish people.